اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, in the presence of some of the students of Sevier International Schools. Here we have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, right?
Yes.
And Hussein Ruhullah, yeah?
Yes.
And Brother Ali Nasir. So I really welcome you all here in this session. Welcome. And salam, how are you? Good, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine.
Yes.
That's great. So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to us, inshallah, in this session, again, we're going to hold a very important Quranic session for you. Inshallah, we'll be explaining, as previous sessions, we'll be explaining, inshallah, some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we'll be working on the Tajweed rules. And we will be reciting and practicing, inshallah, these verses with Tajweed rules. So Fawad Haider, Hassan and Hussein and Ali Nasir, today, inshallah, we'll be working on verse number 43, okay, of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Before we start, please let's listen together to the recitation of this ayah. So alhamdulillah, thanks to the reciter. Now I will be reciting, inshallah. Make sure you listen and repeat. And brothers and sisters who are listening to us, make sure as well you practice, okay? Turn to page 7 of Quran Kareem, verse 43 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. This ayah has a great message. Guys, okay, listen to the translation once. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ and maintain the prayer. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ and pay the zakat and give the zakat. وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ and bow down along with those who bow down in the prayer. Ruku' make ruku' or perform ruku' among those who perform ruku'. Okay? So, and perform ruku among those who perform ruku, what does it mean? It means?
Pray namaz with people who pray namaz.
Yes.
Yes. Do the prayers and group.
Yeah, jama'ah.
Salat al-jama'ah, right? Yes. So, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ maintain the prayer. It doesn't say that read the prayer.
Yes.
Doesn't say that sit down, okay? Say, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, okay? Go do it. And not only for once. You gotta continue, maintain it. Okay? Sustain it. You gotta keep doing the prayers. not only for one day. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. One thing I have to tell you.
Yes.
So we have these three great heavenly religions, Islam, Christianity, Judaism. Okay? They are the three main and great religions of Allah Almighty. So the rules which were sent down, okay, to them, to the people who followed, they were also, okay, the rules of Allah Almighty. Okay? But Islam has a complete version of all those rules. Okay? All those rules. Because Islam has brought us the rules based on the needs of the society, okay? Till the end of the world, okay? Till the day of judgment. So, this religion is the religion till the day of judgment. And all the rules, all the things that people need in their daily life have been mentioned in the Quran Kareem. If not directly in the Quran Kareem, but if not directly in the Quran Kareem, we can understand this, okay, these rules, all those things, okay, from the hadith, from the narrations that have been narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the 12 infallible imams. Okay? And remember one thing, that the most of the narrations that we have right now are narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, because in their time, okay, they had this chance more than the other imams. They had the chance, okay, to spread knowledge, to spread the ahadith, okay, these things. Now, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Remember that zakat is really a great thing. But unfortunately, Muslims have forgotten this important. They do not care about this a lot, okay? This is a very important thing in terms of economy, okay? It helps the economy of the society. If I can say this for sure, okay? And it's clear in the Quran that if they pay their zakat properly, the Islamic Ummah will have no issues, okay? No problems in terms of economy. They will be the most powerful societies, okay, in terms of economy, if Muslims pay their zakat properly.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So now let's go to the Tajweed rules in this ayah. Actually, very simple. Tajweed rules are here, okay? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. In the previous session also, I told you that whenever we have a Hamzatul Wasl, as-salat, okay? And before Hamzatul Wasl, we have a long vowel. A-E-U. So when we have these two, long vowel plus Hamzatul Wasl, you need to skip that Hamzatul Wasl. But because of this, you also need to skip the long vowel. You should change it to a short vowel. Make it or sound like a for one count, okay? It should have one count. So, like this. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ مُصَّلَاةَ. Is it correct?
No.
It has to be?
One count.
Okay, say it, Hussein.
وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ.
وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Everyone, repeat. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ.
وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ.
Make sure it's not وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. No, okay? One count. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Also the same. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Alright? وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. How do you join them?
وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ.
Alright, you should skip that long vowel, yeah? Change it to one count vowel sound.
Yes.
Yes. So, وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Uh-huh. Some of the students, they say this way. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَوَاتَ وَآتُ الزَّكَوَاتَ. Make sure that sometimes we have salat. The plural form of salat is salawat. Okay? حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى. We have حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ. Salawat has this salawat that we say, yeah, blessings that yes. we recite. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
This salawat is also called salawat. But salawat, the plural form of salat, also we have. Yes. But here we don't have it. It's salat. If you look at that waw, on the top of that waw, you have a baby alif. That baby yes. alif, or dagger alif it's called, actually, not baby, it's my word, okay, I'm saying. Baby alif, or that dagger alif, tells you that this waw is not pronounced as waw. This waw is, huh?
Nonsense.
So why did they put it?
A long vowel alif, a long alif sound.
So why did they put it waw?
Huh?
So why did they put
waw? That is just, we can say that's just a base for Hamzatul Wasl.
Couldn't you just
for Hamzatul Wasl? No, sorry. A base for alif.
Like
you can put alif salah.
Yeah. Sometimes in some words, you in some writings of the Quran, you see, okay? It's written with sad, lam, alif, anta. It's a style of writing in Arabic. There's no problem, okay? So salat. And also zakat, the same. Not zakawat, okay? Yeah, zakat. Waruka'u, and one thing. If you stop at the word having that ta, we studied this, yes? Having ta marbuta. We have two types of ta, okay? We have ta mabusuta, which is that ta with two dots, like the base of ba it has.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
And ta marbuta.
Yeah, and ta marbuta. That ha, two dots on the ta. Okay? That ta marbuta, which has two dots on the top, it looks like the letter ha, yes?
Yeah.
The alone form, the isolated form of the letter ha. It has two dots on the top. If you stop at a word having that, what was the rule?
Make it ha.
You change it to the letter
so
ha.
So here zakat becomes zakat or zakah?
Zakah. And the harakat, whatever harakat that has, fatha, kasra, dhamma. And also if it has tanween, fatha, kasra, dhamma, they change it to sukoon. Tashdeed to sukoon. Oh.
Yeah.
Wa aqimu salah wa antu zakah. You don't have to stop here, but if you stop in a word, okay, that was the rule. Waruka'u ma'ar raki'in. Make sure heavily pronounce the letter ra. Waruka'u ma'ar raki'in. So, waruka'u hamzatul wasl plus ra plus kaf has a fatha. If you start from the word waruka'u, not the letter waw, the next word, you put a kasra. Yes, irka'u, because the third letter has fatha. That's all about this ayah, the Tajweed rules. A short explanation. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir book, interpretations, okay? And also practice the Tajweed rules. Hassan, Fawad, Hussein, Ali Nasir, questions? No? Brothers and sisters, listening to us, is there any question? No, there is no question. Okay, thank you. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Please stay with us in IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Okay. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان